So let us share some piece of the diary of Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. It's in 1938, February 3rd. Today, after Holy Communion, Jesus again gave me a few directives. First, do not fight against the temptation by yourself, but disclose it to the confessor at once, and then the temptation will lose all its force. It means to share with some other people. If you don't have a confessor, don't just keep for yourself and fight for yourself. Second, during these ordeals, do not lose your peace. That's more important, because usually the temptation is give us some disturbance. Live in my presence, believing not only the convent, Jesus is always present. Even the kitchen, Jesus is there. Third, have the certitude that I'm looking at you and supporting you. It's true. Jesus doesn't only look after Faustina, you too. Fourth, do not fear either struggles of the soul or any temptations, because I'm supporting you. If only you are willing to fight, know that victory is always on your side. So have to decide, stay with Jesus. Fifth, know that by fighting bravely, you give me great glory and amass merits for yourself. So Jesus is happy that we fight against temptation, but not with yourself, with some other people, with your prayer. Temptation gives you a chance to show me your fidelity. You always say we want to be faithful to the Lord. That's the time. Don't lose your patience. And I'm going to tell you something that is most important for you. Boundless sincerity with your spiritual director. If you do not take advantage of this great grace according to my instructions, I will take him away from you, and then you will be left to yourself. And all the torments, which you know very well, will return to you. So Jesus always inviting people to help us. So it's not only yourself. Jesus helping, but through some other people. For you might be confessor. For you might be the times. Sister can help you. It displeases me that you do not take advantage of the opportunity when you are able to see him and talk with him. Know that it is a great grace on my part when I give you a spiritual director. Many souls ask me for this, but it is not to all that I grant this grace. So not always everybody can be a good spiritual director, but Jesus gave Sister Faustina a good spiritual director. From the moment when I gave you this priest as spiritual director, I endowed him with new light so that he might easily know and understand your soul. So it's not always easy to follow these souls because they have the special gifts from the Lord. You know, not all priests believe what she's saying. So it's a special grace also for the spiritual director. Now this is a reflection of Sister Faustina. Oh my Jesus, my only mercy, allow me to see contentment in your face as a sign of reconciliation with me. Because my heart cannot bear your seriousness. If this continues a moment longer, my heart will burst with grief. You see that I am even now crushed to dust. So Sister Faustina was really afraid, because Jesus really, you can see the wordings. He's pushing her trust. You can see so much sorrow, trouble in her heart. It's not always easy to have the spiritual gift of the Lord, and also you have to suffer a lot. And at that very moment, I saw myself in some kind of a palace, and Jesus gave me his hand, set me at his side, and said with kindness, "My bride, you always please me by your humility. The greatest mystery do not stop me from uniting myself to a soul, but where there is a pride, I'm not there. Jesus asked for humility. At this reflection of Jesus' dinner, when I came to myself, I reflected on what had happened in my heart, thanking God for his love and for the mercy that he had shown me. Jesus, hide me, just as you have hidden yourself under the form of the white horse. So hide me from human eyes, and particularly hide the gifts which you so kindly grant me. So Faustine was really contradictory. First she got a gift of seeing Jesus, of conversing with Jesus. But on the other hand, she knew that not many people believe in her. May I not betray outwardly what you are effecting in my soul. I'm a white horse before you, O divine priest. Consecrate me yourself, and may my transubstantiation to be known only to you. I stand before you each day as a sacrificial host and implore your mercy upon the world. In silence and unseen, I will empty myself before you. My pure and divided love will burn in profound silence as a holocaust. And may the fragrance of my love be waved to the roof of to the foot of your throne. You are the Lord of Lords, but you are delight in innocent and humble souls. So Jesus was begging that he be another host, so nobody see the beauty in her soul. Just a simple host, a holocaust. So when I entered the chapel for a moment, the Lord said to me, "My daughter, help me to save a certain dying sinner. Say the chaplet that I have taught you for him." Jesus is inviting people to help people, no? Jesus is asking his spiritual director to help her. And Jesus is asking her to help the other soul. When I began to say the chaplet, I saw the man dying in the midst of terrible torment and struggle. His guardian angel was defending him, but he was, as it were, powerless against the enormity of the soul's misery. A multitude of devils was waiting for the soul. So usually when a person is very sick or dying, the devil is surrounding, looking for his soul. So Jesus sent her to pray for him, to pray for this person. But while I was seeing the chaplet, I saw Jesus just as he is depicted in the main image. The rays which issued from Jesus' heart enveloped the sick man, and a power of darkness fled in panic. The sick man peacefully breathed his last. When I came to myself, I understood how very important the chaplet was for the dying. We're going to say the chaplet of divine mercy. It appeases the anger of the Lord. So this is it's a miracle. It's a bilocation. Faustina was praying in the chapel. But that's like Father Pio. She was with this dying man in the house. The man, you know, that's how Jesus worked. So this saint, it's not only Father Pio, she's Faustina also bilocation. He's praying for the sick. Now we pray for, especially for the sick people and the dying and the people in the purgatory. We say this. Name the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.